AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Beth Nichols, who works at the Dunkin' Donuts in Dannemora, New York, is asking the question everybody's asking this morning. How did two convicted killers with power tools break out of a maximum security prison without anyone hearing them?
How do you miss that? I mean, they broke out with power tools. How did they not hear the power tools, you know?
No answer to that yet, though Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced a $100,000 reward for information leading to the capture of the men. He says pulled off a sophisticated escape plan. But New York State Police Commander Charles Guess has this warning.
These are very dangerous individuals. The state police ask that the public take no chances, make no efforts to apprehend them, and report any suspicious activity.
Dannemora is only 20 miles from the Canadian border. The prison was built in 1865. No one has ever escaped from the maximum security portion of the prison. The Hot 97 Summer Jam concert at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey got a little too hot last night. Crowds of hip-hop fans tried to force their way into the sold-out event, according to police. Officers in riot gear closed the gates, and some in the crowd started throwing bottles at them, say authorities. Our Josh Cornfield.
There are images posted on social media showing the large military-style vehicles that were brought in to help in trying to disperse the crowd.
We don't know yet how many arrests were made. A suburban Dallas police officer's on leave after an incident involving a group of teenagers who were fighting at a local swimming pool they didn't have permission to be at, according to police. The officer was seen on video pushing a 14-year-old girl to the ground and pointing his gun at other teens. President Obama and G7 leaders are tackling the issues of terrorism and climate change at the summit in Germany. President Obama's just met with the French president, François Hollande. This is AP Radio News. So what do you do after you win horse racing's Triple Crown? We asked American Pharoahs trainer Bob Baffert.
We'll give him, maybe an extra few days off, but he's an athlete. You know, we have to keep him, moving. You can't let him completely let him down, but he'll tell me.
The owner of Triple Crown, the winner American Pharoah, says plans are underway for him to race again this year already. Which race the horse will compete in is still up in the air at the moment. The Cleveland Cavaliers even the NBA Finals at a game apiece by beating the Golden State Warriors in overtime 95-93 last night. At the movies, the comedy Spy is the top attraction, or was this weekend. And the best musical at the Tony Awards last night was Fun Home. The best musical at the Tony Awards for 2015. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.